당가서 토마 추싱에데 추닝에 간가 니 추제 나로로 치치가 제월스라다 셈바티 추치 컴비 나로로 진즈오
So the teacher and the listeners first we both need to enter the house of the house of the Dharma. So house of the Dharma, that house of the Dharma is the Mahayana Dharma house. So to enter this Mahayana house from one viewpoint, it is not that hard. It just changes the attitude or the motivation.
It is not that hard.
So what we are going to do by entering that house is we are studying about a medicine that can overcome the defilements. So when we listen to the teaching, not like that, but whatever the teacher teaches, we got to integrate that with our mind and need to understand and and put into practice. So as usual, we will try to, you know, reshape our motivation and that, you know, try to learn this, you know, for the sake of all sentient beings, that kind of wholesome attitude we try to do our best to generate and, you know, meditate, pose on that midst of that attitude for a moment. So what we are listening is, you know, everybody know it is called the stages of the path to enlightenment, and it was composed by the great master Lama Tsongkhapa, and when he composed, it divided into four chapters. So this explanation of the stages of the path to enlightenment has four parts or the four chapters, you know, and, you know, this four is the root chapter, so we always, you know, start with this four chapter, and, you know, another sub-chapters, you know, maybe we cannot able to follow, you know, but, you know, we will always, you know, start with this fourth chapter, the first chapter showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions, and the third, how to listen to and explain the teaching, and fourth, how to lead students with the actual instructions. So, you know, we try our best to remember this, you know, for root chapters that, you know, we can able to count. And, you know, the first chapter is the showing the greatness of the teaching's author, you know, the main teaching's author, you know, the source of the teaching is from the historical Buddha Shakyamuni, but, you know, at this time, you know, we don't have that much, you know, time, so we focus on the greatness of the you know, the master Atisha.
Ani sachi nipa tela ani danga la kiba chi gasa le chiji chawa shiba tela ani chichu sonda ma chichu sonda chawa shi nipa as danga la kiba chi chi tayi sachi nipa tela.
So the chapter 2, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions,
It has three chapter or four.
Another chapter, I guess, you know, we went through that, maybe some of, you know, you guys remember, I don't remember it, so if anybody remember, you know.
We've been through the first two. Greatness, enabling one to know all the teachings are free of contradiction.
Tengye gong yi sachi chil udu jila gar jana de lo de kajya sa sona rwa soso ima de soso deng goma de de pena langre chenpo se de jiru mo chingi sona de sashi kari gwa ne sona re zana sawa chi sana chi tongo de tongpo tere nipa tere nipa tela tundu chi hiya re soma tena tena chi hiya re sena soso lo la raba chi chatuwa yina shuma langre chenpo yi yonzo chi sashi gwa ne kwa dodo chi nye ro ti tenda la udu jila gwa resena.
So, you know, these chapters are very, very important, you know. When we close the book, then, you know, if we try to meditate, or, you know, if somebody asks, these stages of the path to enlightenment, Lam Rim has how many, you know, root chapters, what are the root chapters, and as well as the, you know, what is the, you know, sub-chapter of the first root chapter and the second root chapter, and it goes chapter by chapter by chapter. So, you know, when we close the book, then, you know, it really, you know, we have all this imagination or the recollection of all the chapters, then it is very easy to follow and easy to teach and easy to meditate. So it is very important. That is why we really try to emphasize on these chapters. So if we really try to meditate, then, you know, first we need to understand the, you know, chapter and try to count the chapter. When you able to count the chapter, then you able to, like Rinpoche mentioned earlier, that, you know, it is easy to, meditate. So chapter by chapter, it sum up, chapter is the sum up of the that thing, then you can elaborate, you know, as vast as you can, or, you know, it will conclude in a, you know, few sub chapters, and it is easy to meditate. That is why, you know, chapters are important.
Mm-hmm. Ani sonra mali danga de chi chawa de chachi ta somba ani kare de yeyu gumba dala de ni chawa se tikatule de res.
So we did all the, you know, greatness of the, you know, things, what we did, and now, so the four root chapter we already counted is over here, and another, you know, sub roots I couldn't follow. So if you guys could, you know, remember or looking at the, you know, things, if you guys can, you know, discuss that. That helps to the people, I think, for everybody. And where we are is, I guess, you know, we are in the, you know, page 53, the greatness of enabling one easily to find the conqueror's intent. That is where we left. So, and this is one of the, you know, root chapters, you know, chapters. So, you know.
Yehi gomba dela dhani bhi chewa nhe se gino dhera sa hati kata anya thamba.
Dhera ayo sara kondra.
Chiu ti sara kondra kisi tita. Chiu ti loya dhani shiya ni dhe hita dhe dhe gomba. Yehi gomba dela dhani bhi chewa nhe sara mali gomba dhe ta chepa sengi chindwa. Oh. Dhera ayo sara kondra.
Oh. Nala ras.
Oh, dhera ayo sara. Chita jayi gomba dhala dhanyi bhi chawa naya sili, yini jayi gomba kharari sila wa yina haa sila, alia tuma pesha mi pa mando hache, sati zibai.
So, page 53, and you know, chapter 3 of the first root chapter or second root chapter, sub-chapter of the first root chapter or second root chapter, I am lost. So anyway, we are in page 53, the greatness of enabling one easy to find the conqueror's intent. So what is conqueror's intent?
The jiyu gumba dela de nibi chewa sibi jiyu gumba te ni gara le jago sene chana jiyu gumba tatu bata sanji je kofan de rwa sila ta.
So the ultimate conqueror's intent is Buddhahood or the enlightenment.
Tandak di ni shanshu la rin chambol na tene jayu gumba dela te nyegu rese be jayu gumba de karele ja gure se sona ni sanje ye sun bi sura yonsu zoba ye ni gumba chile ja gure wasala da.
So in here, what is the conqueror's intent in Lamrim is we need to know that in this conqueror's intent would be the all the teachings of the of the Buddha.
Katu shi sona ani shanchu la re chemo la tene ani ani jayu gombi suro ji gonde ta tu bi ni shang ga sa ju bu song ja lang ji rin ba dang lang ji so no so de le ja ne ni de gong gomba de la de ni ge re sa la go sa.
So if we directly say that, then, you know, if we learn, you know, the Lamrim, then, you know, then we can able one easily to find or understand the, you know, as the like three principal paths, and as well as the, you know, the path of the, you know, three scopes practitioner of the three scopes, the
okay. Don't worry. Alangi kono pesha nama tesu lo peshi tesu mi mendoa. Jiyu gomba dela de nye manen sa. Sunro gonde tanche bi yung chewa nang sa. Dambi chu yin yang sa. Yung si yang bi kanza. Yung si ma jang bi yin. Yung si ma jang bi. Kanza le tombo we ne. Dambi minga la ma tenpa teda. Teda la shu jang sa. Gomba minye la sa. Nye de chu jang. Kyu shin de rinwa tang. Se shin de chewa la do so sa. Deba de kino.
So we read through the text, the classic text, the scripture along with their commentaries are the supreme instruction Yet even if beginners, person without extensive training, delve into them, they will not discover their intended meaning without depending on the personal instruction of an excellent being. Even if they find the intended meaning, their search will require a very long time and a great deal of effort. However, if they depend on personal instruction of a guru, they will easily come to know the intended meaning. This instruction of the lamp for the path to enlightenment will readily bestow certain knowledge of the key point of the Buddha's word and the treatises. I will explain that length how this is done in the appropriate section below.
Lami mienga lama, lami chui bui jie nyandu tana ting tu de bui mani. Lami mienga la tene de la tu to ban joro wa si chin doa. De la ji ma jen na ji ma lu. Ten ta dobu de jie wa na de la ji, ku su yin chi to na ji ma ji yin ku 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 yu jiro wa ta.
Ji ma chi shin du shi. Yu ye lu da.
Du shi jia da. Jiyu kumbha dhala dhe nye bishya jo, jiyu kumbha dhala dhe sayate, nye guye ki karir hako kuri se suna sanji nage. Shanchu lanre chenpo la tenye, yini, lami mienga, shanchu lanre chenpo la, yini, tenye ki lami mienga dhe shanchu lanre chenpo, yini la tenye, ten suna, yini, sanje ki suna bi ka jindri di su sayye, yini, ten jo dhundu, gundri ki ten jo mambo dhe se, kalya jyoko kumare, yini, dhese kalya chunchu gunda lansa hako gundo kuri, yes, kese tera wa, tanda dodo shena.
So as you know, as Rinpoche wondering, you know, might or might not, you know, translate as you know, as the Tibetan text. So I told, you know, it looks like, you know, it is translated exactly the same, I think. So, you know, if Rinpoche think that, you know, it has not translated exactly as it is, then, you know, further interpretation might help a little bit. So, like, you know, find the conqueror's intent means, you know, the like mentioned here, you know, listening to the gurus, and you know, with the lamrim, then you know we can able to understand all the, you know, the commentaries, and the, you know, and the, you know, sutras. You know, there are many volumes. You know, all those things are without any, you know. Going through all the texts, you know, you can learn the, you know, key intent of the Buddhas.
Dhamma dhene kata tenji jin ne lang nye pa dhela tu te wan jyote es, te yi tsine kao nang si jya pa ten lo es, kao kao le shi zi tu wo na lin se nye se kao le shi wo yin sa wara dhela tu kandu to tu gore es. Ale ten chepa mandu, ten chi chepa jugo sama re, tata de sama re, to an du si jya jeta.
So the thing is, like mentioned here, you know, by relying on, you know, the lamrim, you know, how can one able to understand the intent of the Buddha. If somebody asks, you know, then what kind of understanding or what kind of feeling, you know, we will get.
Kintu ki su su le chua kuwa di, tini di ki sa ki di yi xiong sen de le kuwa le su na, eni le ta da jia tu le ta. 때문에 다 같이 돈 로비 손에 지러 내 시행에다 전화서 시행가가
so if you know as like that then you know if we recall or we understand this you know see a chapter the greatness of enabling one easy to find the conquerors intents all this up to D then you know we can able to answer that question otherwise you know it is like just reading a story or something like that
digi pending he tanji na gi so so le towa de hewa de ji go ba de kare ina sa nge ji lo le no sa le go se la de ti so di je la
so like Rinpoche mentioned earlier if somebody say what is the Buddha's intent then you know at immediately you know you have to we have to arise a doubt that you know what could be the Buddha's intent you know you want to know kind of develop generate a curiosity or kind of doubt you know what is the conscious intent so that kind of feeling we should have
the big na san he da de ji go ba de ni long ju zuo no so de sha sing ji le so na ni long ju zuo no so de long ren no kan de de shu di che she ba de ni ji ni da ta go sa la
so then you know arises that curiosity or question or doubt then you know immediately you know you will know the conqueror's intent is the three principle path so if that is the three principle path then you know how you know Buddha or the you know Lama Tsongkhapa teach or elaborate this three principle path in Lamrim then you will go through the chapter by chapter then you will know all this you know three principle path in full details
jiyu gumba da lang ji zuo na sheng go ka re che le sa pa yang jo lu ji jo xi ji jia yin na sa la
so if you go further then you know if somebody asks why this three principle path is the intent of the Buddha
sanje ji gumba le ka re che sa na sanje ta ji zuo be sanje ji sa la ro ye lang yang ne ji rin ba tian xia de lang yang ne rin ba de la lang zuo no su man di yu ma ro wa sa
So because you know the Buddha's ultimate you know aim is that you know to lead all the sentient beings into his state or in into Buddhahood so you know so in order to attain or lead all the sentient beings to Buddhahood then you know the path to follow in that kind of state is through the three principle path
tendu ji che sona gar sa la re che mo la ten la zhen no so ge nyang ne de xie sona ni san ji ji sun bi la nyang ne ga ga de xie de xie duo sa wa sa
so therefore you know if we study this Lamrim and able to understand that you know the three principle path then you know through that you know we will able to able to know and able to practice all the teachings of the Buddha you know easily
So
you know this thing was you know put into practice by the great masters and they got all those you know realizations and put into the scripture so you know if we able to practice like those masters, then we will attain all the attainments, you know, as mentioned in the Lamrim, you know, as those masters has attained, you know, we will also get the same result. But you know what we are doing is we are not practicing, but you know we are just merely, you know, following the scripture that, you know, master has practiced this and attained this kind of realization, such and such, you know. Even though, you know, we are not practicing, but, you know, if we analyze those through, you know, reasoning, then, you know, it will convince us, and as well as, you know, we can understand those things through reasoning easily.
Nge kese shi tije nga ro na gi chipa yin ba jia chen shi wo da sa la da ya la re chen ma nyang len tan chen nge yo so na ya go da sen ma do.
So Rinpoche is telling this, you know, he assume, you know, everybody is not practicing like him, but he is not sure. Maybe there are great practitioner of Lamrim, who knows? So if there is somebody, then he really want to apologize that. So the greatness of enabling one easy to find the Buddha's intent is the analogy is like, you know, all the Buddha's teachings are such as like a big ocean, and the three principal path is the essence of that ocean, like a jewel in that ocean. So that is the example of the analogy.
Ta jansu no yu nobel embal kar gore se sona, tru yabu ji de tru tangi chepa ji gore se na laguru asana.
So in ancient time, you know, when you go to the ocean and to collect those treasures, the jewels from the ocean, then what you need is, you need a real good ship and as well as a good captain of the ship.
Ta tenri ki tru yabu ji kar gore se na tru yabu ji ni shangju lang re chemo le cha.
So, and the analogy is, if you want to get that jewel from that ocean, first you need to have the, you know, ship and the captain. So, likewise, you know, the captain is the guru, you know, or the lama who going to teach you, and the ship is the stages of the path, this Lamrim text. So there's the analogy to get that, you know, jewels.
Kichin nang ama chuzun lomba tanere mishime se jaga da nga zong piyano peyogi lomba tase nang ama jansu paka la nobel niya san rogo re sene pchi sene chuyu bo na rogo yegi rong rong mambo shi yendo sa lana.
So, you know, he don't know about the Western, countries, but in ancient Tibet and India, there are many stories or the legends that merchants go in a big ship with, you know, many crews. They go to the big oceans to gather the jewels. So because of all those stories and the legends, you know, there are many analogy or the examples for the ship and for the ship's captain.
Sacha Tendriki donkone lenge di nobu kaminwe ten, mwato yi shinka sonre ten, soso yi tsua jiongwe ten dal, soso sacha gondu, soso nobu lenge zongwe teni yi rendwa.
So, in ancient time, you know, there is really, you know, in the oceans, there are a lot of jewels, you know, like Atisha's master, Lama Silingpa's country, you know, over there, you know, the people has their own, you know, piece of land or piece of place that, you know, they have jewels in their, you know, backyards or whatever, and they dig the holes and put the jewels there, and you know, when they sell the jewels and you know, live on those things. So you know, later on it you know, distinct, but in the early fortunate time, it really happened or it really exists, as mentioned in the scriptures. So because of the degenerated time and the people's, people's luck or whatever, those things disappear.
So
and then later on also, you know, we could not find the real jewels, but you know, we can find a very unusual shape and you know, arts, different unusual rocks from that, you know, oceans. You know, the Segun Rinpoche also got some very unusual jewel-like, you know, stones that come from the Lama Selingpa's place, you know. The place is called Siling. So in the Siling place, you know, they got, you know, a lot of rocks, like jewels or whatever. So today you can see in the Sanchev Rinpoche's mandala. Sirgung Doji Chang, not the fish of Sirgung Doji Chang's mandala. Nowadays, if we go there, you know, forget about the jewel, forget about those unusual stones, you know, nothing is
just a big ocean.
So because of the time, because of the people's, luck or, or the behaviors or whatever, you know, all those things gradually, you know, stinks or minimize.
So
and also in the scripture at the fortunate time, you know, people are like, you know, like the celestial beings. They don't have to eat and they have their own, body radiant and like that. Then gradually, you know, it diminish. And then, you know, at the before time, you know, you don't have to work to plant the grains and food and like that. It happens spontaneously. And then later on, then you have to, you have to plow and all those things, you know, and gradually, you know, like nowadays, you know, as it is.
Tendu kyeche te tere sona chezo tene xie sona pataje chenge chonche chenge peche nange tene lego yene kanshi ma tunga sona chu na xie sona chenge tata tene yore sona.
So that is mentioned in the scripture, but you know, if we talk like that, you know, nowadays, then you know, people might kind of don't believe it or might want to experiment or, you know, do a research or whatever, but it mentioned in the scripture.
So, you
know, we study this Lamrim and how we can or how we're going to use this and put into practice, you know.
Ale tombo chiron sugi tena tata kubo ye na ani de ma ji lo tombo pe she ma ji lo ani pe she kha pa ti zi je ne ka ma ji ni ji sa na ji ta ta na ka de ji kho du ji ta ta da sa la.
So we got to do the experiment that, you know, we read the text and then, you know, and then close the text and then contemplate on what we read, you know, contemplate on that, and what kind of experience and what kind of understanding we got, you know, just pause for a moment and experiment for a couple minutes, you know, how we feel, you know, do experiments like that once in a while. So, you know, when we read, you know, not only just reading, really try to understand the meaning of that, you know, that line. Otherwise, you know, if we put all our energy just to read, go through and not try to remember the, you know, meaning of that, then, you know, it doesn't help much. So Rinpoche is not claiming that he is really practicing the Lamrim, but, you know, when he go through the text, you know, he has some kind of really, you know, sense of really kind of feeling that, you know, how fortunate I am and, you know, how, you know, I wish, you know, I could able to, you know, put all those into practice and gain that kind of realization. That kind of feeling, genuine feeling, it arises to him, you know. But, you know, if we don't have that kind of, you know, any sense of feeling, then, you know, it's not much.
Tendri chena ko yang chuse de kama da yang san so lo yang san so ga wa de tong nang de wu chi chi tendri chi chena ni ka le ka le chi sen yi ji to le ma ten ki yang de wu chi yuan yi ji ro wa sa la da.
So if we do like that one time, two time, three time, and then gradually, you know, it really integrate with our you know, mind stream, and you know, it we will get closer, you know, to it, and if we feel kind of really joy, enthusiastic to, you know, put into practice, you know, then we will get kind of, you know, kind of the result.
pena mazo pena kanju tomba jada kasene chi tenju tomba kane tenduji ji penze chi leso na ne chara sa ja wala de kanga ne cha gore se ne kese chi shenge na yo sa mare se ne no sa lo do ro sa la da kani go su gore.
So like, you know, if we go to a library and there is the, you know, 100 and something volumes of Buddha's teaching and 200 something volumes of the commentaries by the Indian masters on the Buddha's teaching. So, you know, if somebody told you that if you want to attain enlightenment or the Buddhahood, then you have to study all this volume of texts. If somebody told you, then you know, you will immediately tired. No way, I go home, I don't want to attend Buddhahood. We definitely going to say that. So we are lucky that, you know, we don't have to study all those volumes of texts, but, you know, we got this small text, you know, Lamrim practice. This is all really summed up like a jewel, and it is a perfect recipe, you know, is there. And now what we have to do is we have to make some effort to do the cookings, that's all. So recipe, everything is ready there. So now, you know, we cannot blame for the resources, like, you know, the Lamrim text, this kind of text, translate in the English, and you find the people who can guide you through this, the teaching. So, you know, now what we lack is our enthusiasm. You know, otherwise, you know, resources, everything is, you know, perfect there.
Lari jenda tene na song de lari chamba tichi gelu ba gire se kese tene hinga te pete chui bete kase ju no bote mana bi tares sen tene yang kaje na ndua.
So the great master usually said that some people tell that this Lamrim stages of true enlightenment is the practice of Gelugpa. But, you know, they say that's very wrong mistake, you know. People who tell this, they don't know anything about Dharma. Because if you say that this Lamrim is the practice of Gelugpa, then you are saying like, you know, Buddha's teaching is the practice of Gelugpa. So in other terms, you know, it is not merely a Buddhist philosophy, but it is a path or the method to transform a wild person into a wholesome, good person, or a good heart person. So if we have if Rinpoche could have a perfect English and, you know, no hardship of the language, then he can able to teach Lamrim as our everyday, you know, living, you know, practice. So we will break here. So we done the greatness of enabling one easy to find the conqueror's intent. So I will explain that length, how this is done in the appropriate sections below. That means, you know, it will coming up, you know, at the time when we talk about the, you know, renunciation, and as well as the, you know, perfect human rebirths, and so on at that, you know, particular time. So we will go down the chapter, and then you know, it looks like it is coming up in details. So the D, the greatness of enabling one to refrain automatically from great wrongdoings. So we're going to start from this chapter. So the, you know, automatically refrain from great wrongdoing means that, you know, right now, you know, all our three doors, you know, automatically, you know, going toward the, you know, wrongdoing. So if we check ourselves from, you know, looking back, you know, from the beginning of the today's morning till now, then, you know, maybe, you know, physically we didn't, we might have not done a great wrongdoing, but, you know, mentally, you know, if we check, then, you know, it is hard to say that we didn't have done a great wrongdoing. And as well as verbally. So, you know, if we check like that, then, you know, we have done many, you know, wrongdoings since from today morning till now through, you know, mentally and maybe verbally, maybe not from physically, but, you know, there might not have any, you know, good deeds, you know, if we check. And most our three doors, things went in a neutral states, not a virtue, not a non-virtue, just are neutral, that, you know, I'm going, you know, I'm going to eat, I'm going to lie down, I'm going to sit down, like that kind of, you know, neutral states. So over here, you know, refrain from great wrongdoing means this great wrongdoing is, you know, as mentioned here, you know, it is like, you know, abandoning Dharma. So the abandoning Dharma, it happened, So this abandoning the Dharma mostly happened to the, you know, to the Buddhist, that who take refuge in three jewels, you know, mostly happen to the Buddha's follower, but, you know, some, you know, like happen to, you know, non-Buddhists too.
That is low in the Latino. Nishi chenpo rangwa sendro wa nes, tangchi pema kabo sila wa rangen, pema kabo tangchi chusha. Pema kabo do denpa dombe liyo nishi pa ta asa. Sanje jika tangchi ngoda jibe, sanje yi tau tenpa ma go wa asa. Gashi sanje yi tau tang gashi, sanje yi gyesu zon nes, zangye tang, ri miri tang, tepa che chung di she de asa. Ni, shansen jindya la lao go bin,
So we will read through the text. The Lotus Sutra said Dharma, a Pudareka Sutra, and the chapter of the truth speaker, you know, Satyaka Parivarta, explain that all of the Buddha's word directly or indirectly teach methods for becoming a Buddha. There are those with misunderstanding who hold that some teaching are method for becoming a Buddha and some teaching are obstacle to becoming a Buddha. They then differentiate the words of the Buddha into good and bad, reasonable or unreasonable, and great and small vehicles. Finally, they hold that some teaching are to be cast aside, saying a bodhisattva should train in this and should not train in that. Thus, they abandon the teachings. So like that, you know, if we did like this kind of thing, then, you know, we have accumulated the, you know, abandoning Dharma, such as we are the great practitioner, and we should not practice the, you know, like the Sharvakas, Pratikya Buddhas, like that, you know, self-liberations, you know, because we are seeking the, you know, full enlightenment. So, you know, look down to the all those practice and discriminate, and all those things are, you know, abandoning the Dharma.
Jambes, tambi chu pomi leche jupane, chao was. Jambes, kao tijin shi besumbi ka lala ne zangyan di shi laas. Lala ne nyeban di shi bane, chu pom was. Kao chu pom wade, chu pom bes. Tijin shi bala kuwa tak pa yin sa. Gendu la yang yedu ju pa yin was. Deni ripa wan, deni miripa wu shi se wane, chu pom was. Mumbu shi ndu manje loo shabu. Pom was. Dene shangchu senpa nangji che de sunpa wo, dene nye te nangji che de sunpa wo, xie se na shio pa wo yin wo. Dene rang sanje nang je che tu sung ma wo wo xie se na che pong wa yin nang se. Dene xiang chu senpa nang je lao pa ma yin nang xie se na che pong wa yin nang xie sung so se. Che pong mi nye pa ni che de se, che wa ne se. Wa te pa di che sung be.
So we read through the text, the sutra, gathering all the threads, Sharvaka, Vaidilaya, and Samgraha Sutra says, Manjushri, the karmic obstruction of the abandoning the excellent teaching is settled. Manjushri, however, distinguishes some of the words spoken by the Tathagatas as good and some as bad abandons the teaching. One who abandoned the teachings by having abandoned it deprecates the Tathagata and speak badly of the community. If you say this is reasonable, this is unreasonable, you abandon the teaching. If you say this was set forth for the sake of bodhisattvas, this was set forth for the sake of the Sharvakas, you abandon the teaching. If you say this was set for the sake of Pratikibuddhas, you abandon the teaching. If you say this is not a training of bodhisattvas, you abandon the teaching. So the sutras, usually, you know, all the sutras are, not necessarily direct spoke or teaching, teach by the Buddha's word or Buddha's mouth. So sometimes there are, sutras that Buddha blessed sutras. And some sutras are, Buddha endorse or something like that. So like, our Heart Sutra is actually, it is a question and answer between the, two bodhisattvas. But, it is the, sutra. It is the said by the Buddha's word. So, like that there are many sutras that some are Buddha has not spoken from the mouth. So we need to know these things too. So this, sutra gathering all the threads and those, sutras that are, Buddha directly spoke to Manjushri about the abandoning the Buddha. So.
Then
So the, you know, abandoning dharma means the, like the Heart Sutra, the main audience of the Heart Sutra is bodhisattvas. So this is the bodhisattvas practice. And, you know, like Four Noble Truths, the main audience is the Shravakas. So, you know, if we say, you know, if we say like this is for the teaching, mainly teach for the Shravaka, so that much is not abandoning Dharma. But, you know, if we say that these are teaching given to the Shravaka, so the, you know, the bodhisattvas should not, you know, practice or study these kind of, you know, things, you know, really, you know, kind of look down and discriminate. If we do like that, then it is abandoning Dharma. Otherwise, you know, merely mention, you know, this is for the bodhisattvas, this is for the Shravakas, and this is for the Pratika Buddha's practice, then, you know, it won't consider as abandoning Dharma. So we said that, you know, Buddha's first teaching given in the Varanasi, and the main audience are the, you know, Hinayana audience. So, you know, if somebody say like that, you know, that's right, that's okay. That's not abandoning the, you know, teaching of the Dharma. It is like, you know, with you know, from depth of your heart, you know, that you kind of discriminate and look down and, you know, kind of, you know, try to divide or divisive kind of action or the all those things, then, you know, it is accumulating, abandoning dharma's non-virtue. So if one, you know, commit this kind of non-virtue, then it is a very, you know, severe, you know, severe sin or severe negative, you know, karma. So like mentioned here, we read through the text, the fault of having abandoned the teaching is very great. The King of Concentration Sutra, Samadhi Raja Sutra, says the wrongdoing of one who abandons the collection of the sutra is far greater than that of one who caused the destruction of all of the stupas here in Jambudvipa, means here in earth. The wrongdoing of one who abandoned the collection of sutra is far greater than that of the who kill arahat equal in number to the sand of the Ganges. So in this way, you know, abandoning dharma is a really, really severe, you know, kind of severe non-virtuous action.
Mm-hmm. 지단 추본 레사에 뭐 보여래 이나요. 서로 장애의 야와시 추본의 녀가 최초래 때 깔에 전에 방수 선도와.
So in general there are many ways that abandoning the teaching can occur. However, the way indicated above is the worst. So take pains to eliminate it.
대형한테 봤다 진행 봤 니에 봤던 좀 도번 제외해서 니시 랑가도 로고스 아니 뉴강도 뭐 특히 소라 말리 나가다 차와 제고 뭐 달라더니 봤음 보다 레소나 아니 가사다다 니시 좀 보다 랑가서 로고래 주봉일래데 니 랑슈스 치드니는 콜라 니 보다는 방구고 말이 강이 담아 좀 보다 장소나 코랑슈스 요거래 소라
So moreover, since you overcomement by merely gaining certain knowledge of the first two greatness, as indicated above, you automatically are kept from wrongdoing. So seek such a knowledge through extensive reading of the chapter of the Truth Speaker and the Lotus Sutra. In the sutra, gather all the threads. You will find other way of the abandoning teachings. So, you know, when we have a knowledge of the above three greatness, then, you know, it automatically keep us from wrong doing this abandoning dharma. And also, you know, wanna know, further, you know, there are really, you know, precisely, you know, talk about those great wrongdoings in the sutra of the Truth Speaker and Lotus Sutra.
Shubung yugo jen ane namba taba dhubin dole shepa shao hos. Tandangwa suki suwa di nung nung ting shubung ting de, ene zangyan de yawa shen yinba. Dele jenbi shubung yile sa tita se yang yuris.
So there are a lot more, you know, need to know about the abandoning dharma than mentioned in here. So, you know, we have to read all the sutra gathering, all the threads. You will find many other ways of abandoning the teaching.
嗯，对，先进了，可是嘞，你先进不让干，是罗啊，生意就可以，啥子生意做起。
So we conclude this, you know, refrain automatically from great wrongdoings.
嗯，这把东西主要是给那什么。So
now we will do some question answers. You know, anybody has question answers, we will do here.
Yeah, it seems very strange that. The penalty for abandoning teachings should be so compared with such like killing so many arhats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
What that means to me that there is really just no gradation, or there's it's just really bad,
mm-hmm.
or it's good.
Mm-hmm. The Kogal of Jizamba. The pay nyeba tsapchimbu shivu jire duwas, the karsu gureta chubungi le de. Andi labdu zamba deyala labdu zamba chubungi le saya de la anipet karsu gure. Di bula labdu zamba ta gangil gi chema da nyambe gi any
dachamba
seba le and chubungi le sawa de nyeba tsapchavares. And children, Mambu Shibale, and the Chubungle, the Neva Tabchavares, Labdua, Tadi Kochi Chemas, Kochi Chemas, Nava Chetamas. So like you mentioned, that's true, it's hard to, you know, comprehend. But, you know, if you read the, you know, above, here it says in page 53, Manjushri, the karmic obstruction of abandoning the excellent teaching is subtle. Manjushri, whoever distinguishes some of the words spoken by the Tathagatas as good and some as bad, abandoning the teaching. One who abandons the teaching by having abandoned it deprecates the Tathagata and speak badly of the community. So this to deprecate the Tathagata and speak badly of the community. So if you got this thing, real understanding of these two things, then you will understand the later on what mentioned here, the, you know, destruction of all the stupas in this world, and as well as the kill arahat, equal in numbers to the sand of Ganges. So then you will get a little sense. Yeah. I didn't get either. You are not alone.
Dajjama kanga seyesha na dajjama mebo seywa re mato sanje da chi chue singe de zawa nina kogu maro wa salada. Zame taogu maro wa salada.
So it is like, you know, if you destroy all the stupas in this earth and you kill a lot many that, you know, numbers of arahat, but, you know, you won't touch the root, you know, teachings of the Buddha, and you won't uproot the teachings of the Buddha, and as well as you didn't even touch to the Buddha. So, like that. So like that, you know, we say, you know, Buddha's definition, you know, who has completely, you know, realized all the realization and who has abandoned completely all the abandonments. So, you know, Buddha means like that kind of person. Like that kind of person is Buddha. So, you know, if we agree that Buddha has some kind of fault, you know, Buddha is not that perfect, you know, Buddha means, you know, Buddha might have some kind of fault, then, you know, you don't accept, you know, Buddha at all. So in this way, you know, if we agree Buddha has a kind of fault, you know, and as well as, you know, the community, holy community or the sanghas, you know, the mainly the, you know, lay audience, you know, full audience monks and nuns, and all those are sangha usually. So, you know, if you say that kind of, you know, sangha with a kind of, you know, mistaken, you know, wrong things, then, you know, you really destroy the path of the, you know, sangha and as path of the Buddha. So that is why it is becoming really severe. So if you criticize or deprecate, you know, Buddha, then, you know, you deprecate the, you know, three jewels. So if the Buddha's, you know, word or the teaching is mistaken, then the person who spoke is Buddha. So Buddha are considered as a spoken, mistaken person. So how we prove Buddha as a, you know, valid, you know, through reasoning, we prove Buddha is, you know, valid. So, you know, how we do that is looking at the Buddha's word, Buddha's teaching. So if Buddha's teaching is not mistaken, then who spoke, the person is also unmistaken. So as Buddha mentioned here, the same thing, you know, here, so here it says that, you know, the abandoning the excellent teaching is subtle. So it is very, you know,
very subtle.
So the about emptiness and all those things, subjects are subtle, but the what is the most subtle, you know, is about the law of causality, cause and effect, is very, very subtle, that, you know, only Buddha can, you know, interpret it. Other than that, nobody can interpret it. That's really subtle, you know, law of cause and effect.
So
the main here, you know, the abandoned dharma is going to happen to us is like, you know, we consider as, you know, gelupa, you know, and we sometimes, you know, look down to the Nyingmapa and they say Kajupa and they are not, you know, such and such and lot of, you know, lot of kind of issues, you know, you tell about that. So like that, and as well as we are great vehicles and Vajrayana and we look down to those, you know, Sharvaka practitioners and, you know, lesser vehicle practitioners. That kind of things frequent happen, danger to happen to us. So in this way, if we could able to really study Lamrim, then all those, you know, contradictions will, you know, overcome. Like Rinpoche mentioned before, that, you know, for one particular patient and the same doctor, you know, at the beginning, you know, he has kind of jaundice or whatever, and he says that you should not eat the, you know, fats. You know, no butter, no any fats, and like that. Then later on, he is getting better from that jaundice or whatever that disease. Then later on, then, you know, doctor will say, now you have to eat, you know, some fats and some oils or butters or like that. Then, you know, it's that's the time, you know, even though the same doctor, same patients, but before, if he eat the fat, you know, he is not able to digest it, harm for him. Then later on, you know, he need those things to get better. So that's like that. So in this way, at the Buddha's time also there are many different schools of thoughts, and also, you know, there are many different kind of attainments according to their, you know, inclinations. So there should be a good reason. So we stop here and we do the dedication that, you know, all this Buddha's teaching and especially this Lamrim is, you know, for ourselves to attain the Buddhahood. So, you know, in order to success our practice, you know, we make prayers or supplications to the Lama, and you know, to have a good excellent practice. So how we do this, study is that, you know, you came here today, and tomorrow, if you guys don't have to go to work, or tonight, you just make a review, you know, what we have did, and you know, make some notes that if you don't understand, and bring next time before we start, we do the question answers, doubts, whatever you got, according to your notes. Then, you know, we go through the text, and then, you know, you go to home, review it, and then make the notes and bring the text, and we should discuss, debate about whatever in the beginning, and then start. That's how, you know, traditionally done. But so, you know, that's how we do in traditionally. So over here, you know, the time is so precious. So, you know, he cannot insist to ask that we should do like that. So you know, if people want, that's, you know, okay. If people don't want, you know, this is also okay too.
Page 23. Yidam guru nana medala kamaniya thayami
me drupe jena manje jesho rangye jishe kobe alamde me shudra tsebe kave akake chi drupe yite mba so chene gyave temba yule me jochi temba rinche choge ma jama pa Sambo chuchu rabdo